This is Keith Kelly. Catch every Wyoming Cowboy football game on the Spur. Now back to Duke and Dowell with First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday.
8:29 is our time this morning, live on SVI Radio, First Swift 98 and the Spur, with Sports Friday presented by First Bank of Wyoming, offering construction loans to turn your building dreams into a reality. Find construction loan information online at gofirstbank.com. That is gofirstbank.com. Duke Dance and Dowell Erickson here with you in studio. Now joining us live over the phone is Kemmer High School senior Roni Prophet. Roni, of course, a wrestler for the Rangers. Good morning. How are you today, Roni?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing great. Thank you for joining us this morning and talking about your career a little bit. First off, got to give you a big shout-out. Congratulations. Four-time Ronthon champion. That has got to be – you got to have quite a trophy collection going on in your house somewhere, right?
Yeah, we've been thinking of putting an addition on our house for Jeff and me and my brother.
Love it.
I love that answer.
How do you know, Roni, how many four-time Ronthon champs there are? Are you the first from Kemmer, and do you know how many statewide there's been in history? Because that's a big deal.
Yeah, I'm the first 2A to ever do it. 2A or 3A, they've all been 4A athletes, and I'm the fifth ever to do it.
Wow. Pretty impressive stuff, and you get to hold that over your brother's head, correct?
Yeah, exactly. I remember watching my brother all the time, and I watched him win two of them, and I really wanted to win two of them to match him at least. But, yeah, four is a lot better than two.
Awesome. Well, Roni, of course, that's a big accomplishment, but as cool as that is, it's still the state title that people, you know, really, really want. And so as you get ready for postseason play and postseason wrestling with the regionals coming up and state tournament right after that, how do you feel your wrestling is right now, and what are you trying to do to get ready for postseason?
I feel like my wrestling right now is at a pretty good level. I just got to keep my head straight and think that every match matters. I got to wrestle every match like it's the state finals. And if I just stay on the attack, I'll be fine making it through.
Now, Roni, the Rangers had a couple of duels just last night. I wasn't there, obviously. But were you part of those last night with Big Piney and Lyman?
Yeah, I was. We ended up winning both of our duels last night. It was pretty fun. Fun little deal.
Kind of talk to us about the success. Obviously, Kemmer's had a lot of success on the mat historically, and then especially lately in terms of postseason hardware and such. So, yeah, kind of tell us about the atmosphere at Kemmer High School when there's a wrestling duel.
It's amazing. Last night we had a big crowd and everybody was amped up and ready to watch. We had one of our kids be a returning state champ from last year. And so it's just really cool to be there with those guys and watch everybody else succeed.
Kemmer High School wrestler Roni Prophet on First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday today. Roni, take us into the wrestling room at Kemmer Junior Senior High School. Tell us what the culture is like, maybe just at practices, and how would you describe what makes Kemmer Ranger wrestling tick?
It's a hard room to compete in. There's all that are showing up wanting to get better, ready to learn. It's a winning atmosphere in there. Our coaches know what we need and how to do it. We got, I think, one of the best technicians in the state as a coach, Daryl Bullington. He knows wrestling inside and out. He's wrestled in college and all through high school. He knows what everything's about, and it's nice to have all those guys in there. We have a whole bunch of those graduated wrestlers. We got 2 4-timers and a 1-timer that comes up and wrestles with us. All of them have wrestled. Most of them have wrestled in the upper level of wrestling in college. It's pretty intense in our room.
Kind of talk about your role within the Rangers program, because obviously you've been successful right away all 4 seasons, but maybe talk about the evolution of your role on the team, maybe more of a leadership role as now in your senior year, coming into your last few weeks of your career.
Yeah, I get thrown in with a lot of different kids. I got to roll around with them. I get to try and get to understand kids. The one kid that I've been working with a lot. I've been trying to get them to open up and relax a little bit. All it is just go out and have fun, put on a show, make everybody just love it. I mean, it's not a win or lose game right now. It's just I want to go out and give my best effort. And after you do that, win or lose, you feel a lot better about your match.
Roni, of course, you're trying to get through these next 2 weeks of your final career as a high school wrestler. Do you have plans after that on what you'd like to do after high school? Do you have any collegiate plans, or what are your thoughts after high school?
After high school, I'm not sure what I'm doing yet. I have a few colleges that I've been looking at for rodeo and wrestling, but I'm not dead set on anything yet. I still want to test the waters and get to know what all is out there, so I know I'm making the right decision before I move on.
Well, with wrestling and rodeo, obviously it's a big part of your life, but as far as academic stuff that maybe it's part of school, what are some things that you might want to try?
Growing up on a ranch most of my life, I've come to like the agriculture end a lot more, so I'm looking at more colleges with ag programs, and that's the technological aspect of the ag industries.
All right, Roni, so what is harder, becoming a four-time Romthon champ or getting a high score on a good bronc?
Well, I would say right now, four-time Romthon champ was a little harder. I had to put a lot more work behind the scenes in it, and I had to keep a clear head the entire time through. Bronc, it's usually just an eight-second go, and it's just burst of adrenaline.
I got to throw this out there. I'm one of five boys in my house growing up, so you have a lot of brother wrestling. Who wins on the weekends when you guys get after it in the Prophet House?
Oh, I don't really want to call my brother out or anything, but it's a dogfight every time we wrestle, and neither of us really like it, but it makes both of us better at whatever we're doing. But it's kind of a back and forth battle. Some days I'll get the upper hand, and some days he'll get the upper hand, and he outweighs me right now, so I kind of think he's cheating a little bit.
Roni Prophet, Kemmerer High School Wrestling on First Bank of Wyoming, Sports Friday here on the Weekday Wake Up. Roni, appreciate your time. You already mentioned being a senior and helping some of the younger kids and being a mentor, and obviously no surprise that you're in that leadership position. What kind of advice would you give a young incoming wrestler for the Rangers? And if someone really wants to put in the time and the work and the effort to accomplish what you have, what advice would you give them?
Right now, my advice would be to keep your head up, wrestle every match like it's the same. Usually, my eighth grade year, I tried to get as much high school wrestling out of the way. I went and double bracketed everywhere. I got over 200 matches my eighth grade year.
Wow.
So get all the hard stuff out of the way, get your freshman year out of the way, and just wrestle your freshman year in high school like it's your sophomore year.
That's Roni Prophet, Kemmerer High School Wrestling. Roni, thanks for your time. Congrats on the accomplishments and good luck in the postseason.
Thank you.
It's all part of First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday on the SVI Radio Network.